I'm going to do some readings from the 12 and 12. These are all from step 11. Those of us who've come to make regular use of prayer would no more do without than we would refuse air, food, or sunshine, and for the same reason. When we refuse air, light, or food, the body suffers. And when we turn away from meditation and prayer, we likewise deprive our minds, our emotions, and our intuitions of vitally needed support. As the body can fail its purpose for lack of nourishment, so can the soul. We all need the light of God's reality, the nourishment of his strength, and the atmosphere of his grace. We will want the good that is in us all, even the worst of us, to flower and grow. Most certainly we shall need bracing air and an abundance of food. But first of all, we shall want sunlight. Nothing much can grow in the dark. Meditation is our step out into the sun. Meditation is something which can always be further developed. It has no boundaries either of width or height. Aided by such instruction and example as we can find, it is essentially an individual adventure, something which each one of us works out in his own way. But its object is always the same, to improve our conscious contact with God, with his grace, wisdom, and love. And let's always remember that meditation is in reality intensely practical. One of its first fruits is emotional balance. With it, we can broaden and deepen the channel between ourselves and God as we understand him. Perhaps one of the greatest rewards of meditation and prayer is the sense of belonging that comes to us. We no longer live in a completely hostile world. We are no longer lost and frightened and purposeless. The moment we catch even a glimpse of God's will, the moment we begin to see truth, justice, and love as the real and eternal things in life, we're no longer deeply disturbed by all the seeming evidence to the contrary that surrounds us in purely human affairs. We know that God lovingly watches over us. We know that when we turn to him, all will be well with us, here and hereafter. If you will, now please close your eyes. Let's each in our own way have a silent prayer to invite God into this particular process. Amen. If you will now exhale and very slowly inhale and blow it out. And exhale, and slowly inhale, and blow it out, and exhale, and slowly inhale, and just release. Using about 20% of your strength, wrinkle up your face, clench your jaw, press your tongue to the roof of your mouth, and exhale. And slowly inhale. And release. Flex your neck muscles and raise your shoulders up to your ears, and exhale. And slowly inhale. And release. Make fists. Flex your biceps and forearms and exhale. And slowly inhale. And release. This one will be shallow. Flex your chest muscles and your stomach muscles and exhale. And shallow. Inhale. And release. Flex your buttocks and your entire pelvic area and exhale. And slowly inhale. And release. Flex your thighs and calves and wrinkle up your toes and exhale. And slowly inhale. And release. You are in motion, you're seated and in motion, you're in a vehicle. It's a bus, it's a large bus. And you're seated on the aisle about halfway back. And the bus is loud, it's full of people and they're having a good time. They're singing and digging and scratching and just having the best time. And you look around and realize that you know everyone on this bus. As a matter of fact, everyone you've ever known is on the bus. The people in your row and the rows immediately before and behind you are the ones you see the most often, family members, roommates, co-workers, members of your home group, and then further on toward the front and the back of the bus are members of other groups that you used to be in, and folks that you went to school with, and distant relatives. And further on to the front and back are people that you knew in childhood and grandparents and so on. And everyone you've ever known is on the bus. And you look out the window and see the shadow of the bus and realize that on its roof there are boxes and trunks of various sizes and shapes, all lashed down tightly to the roof of the bus. And in them are the things that you think about: politics and finance and romance and problems and children. And everything that you think about is in these containers lashed down tightly to the top of this bus. And as you look back inside, you realize that the bus has begun to slow down. And as it slows, the noise in the bus gets quieter. And the bus comes to a stop and is now silent. And everyone's looking at you, and you realize this is your stop. You stand and walk down the aisle. People pat you on the back and say, "Have a good trip. We'll be fine while you're gone." Get to the front of the bus, and you see that one of the guardian angels is driving the bus. And the angel says to you, "All these people and all these things that you think about will be safe with me while you're on your trip. Have a good time. See you later." Hits the release. The door opens. You step out off into the curb. And the door closes. The bus puts up over the hill, and people are hanging out the windows, waving, "Have a good time." And the bus disappears over the top of the hill. And you stand alone but not lonely. And you turn and see that there's a path through the knee-high grass. And you begin to walk left foot, right foot, up over a small knoll. And starting down the other side, left foot, right foot, there are rose bushes on both sides. And they're magnificent, and you can smell their aroma, left foot, right foot. And at the bottom of the small knoll, the enchanted forest, and the trees are far apart. It is such a safe place. And the path leads you into the woods, left foot, right foot. And a squirrel sitting on a stump stops and watches as you pass, left foot, right foot. And as the path curves around to the right, you begin to hear moving water, left foot, right foot. And you come to the small, clear stream. And you step out of your sandals and into the stream. And the water washes. It feels so clean. It doesn't even come close to reaching your Bermuda shorts, maybe about halfway up your shins. And the stones in the stream are so beautifully colored, and they're not slippery. They crunch a little bit as you turn and walk upstream, left foot, right foot, slosh, left foot, right foot. And the sound of the moving water gets louder. And as the stream curves around to the left, you step out and see the mountain pool. This magnificent pool and a waterfall on the far side. To the right side around the pool, there's a cabin. To the left, as you wade around in about ankle deep water, left foot, right foot, far as you can see, a field of magnificent flowers being tended by brilliantly colored butterflies, left foot, right foot. And I walk over to the waterfall, and there are stairs beside it. And I climb the stairs, left foot, right foot, and see that behind the waterfall is an easy chair. And you sit in the easy chair and look out through the waterfall at the magnificent mountain pool and realize that you're sitting quietly in God's presence, and you begin to absorb His love. God, help us send love to our mothers. God, please help us send love to our fathers. God, help us send love, please, to our grandparents. God, please help us send love to our siblings. God, please help us send love to our spouses and sweethearts. God, please help us send love to our children and grandchildren, those that we have and those that we will have. God, help us send love to our sponsors, those that we have and those that we will have. God, help us send love to our sponsees and those that we have and will have. God, please help us send love to our closest friends. God, please help us send love to our other relatives, cousins, and so on. God, please help us send love to those that we know that are in need of healing. God, please help us send love to places on planet Earth where there's fighting and anger. God, please help us send love to the places we will go for the balance of this day. God, please help us send love to our home groups. God, please help us send love to each other in this room. God, please help us send love to all of your beautiful planet Earth. Night has fallen on the mountain pool, and there are stars, and there are billions and billions of stars, and they form themselves into great pinwheel clusters called galaxies. And in the Milky Way galaxy, far out on one of the spiral arms, an average star called the Sun. And on the third planet out from that Sun, in the Northern Hemisphere, on the North American continent, in the United States, up in Michigan, the city of Detroit, in this building, in this chair. Welcome home. Please keep your eyes closed. Have a few moments of silent prayer of thanksgiving, and then we'll begin to awaken. Amen. If you will now, please keep your eyes closed. Now wiggle your fingers a little bit and stop. Now wiggle your toes just a little bit and stop. Slowly raise your hands up to your face, and with the pads of your fingers, pat your cheeks. Feel what your face feels like, your cheeks and your nose, up in your eyelids, patting very lightly your eyebrows, forehead. Now separate your hands around the sides and pat your ears very lightly, and lay your hands back down to rest again in your lap. Drop your head forward, put your chin down on your chest if you can, and roll around to the left and back and around to the right, and now back upright. Lift your left foot, move it about an inch away from the right. Lift your right foot, move it about an inch away from the left. If you'll now very slowly raise your hands above your head like you're settling for a touchdown, stitch them, wait up and stretch, twist your body and clear your throat and cough. And bring your arms down and give yourself a hug. You deserve one. And when you feel like you're ready, open your eyes. And if you have opened them too soon, please close them again.